Hello and welcome. I'm Ellie Richards, Director of Marketing and Missions here at St George's Weybridge. You don't see me much, I'm mostly behind the scenes, much like I will be during the conversation you're about to hear. One person you will know quite well is going to help us get to know someone we will know very well very soon. So, I'm delighted to introduce a fabulous conversation we had last week with Mrs. Rachel Owens, Headmistress of the College, and Mr. Dan Jameson, who will be Headmaster of the Junior School from summer term 2025. Enjoy.
Good afternoon and welcome to our first St George's podcast, hosted by me, Rachel Owens from the College, and speaking to Dan Jameson, the incoming head of the Junior School. And the aim of our chat today is just to get to know Mr. Jameson a little bit and find out a little bit more about why he's ended up in Weybridge. So I'm going to start off. When we first started talking a while back, we realised that your headmaster at your senior school was, in fact, the dad of one of my best friends, a man called Eric Hester. You were at St Ambrose in Cheshire. Tell us how you went from St Ambrose to ending up here at St George's.
So, yeah, 7 years at St Ambrose, some very fond memories of Mr Hester, especially my first year there. Quite a large school, Catholic, all boys in Cheshire. I stuck around in Manchester for 4 years for uni. So it was education, but with a later specialism in English as well. I spent a bit of my third year away in Spain, which was a wonderful experience. Straight into teaching in inner city Manchester. So very sort of happy first year there in a Catholic primary school. From there, I went away for about a year and a half. So lots of traveling. Essentially, it was one large trip as of itself. And then back into London, local state school, for some time there. And then I made the move into the independent sector, Kensington Prep, all-girls school, part of the Girls' Day School Trust. At the time, sort of very much at the sort of forefront of pushing and redefining what teaching and learning is. And then from there to Garden House Boys' School, where I am now, all boys' school, albeit one within a larger co-ed setting. And I'm at the start of my fifth year.
Fantastic. Okay, so why was, I know Garden House, it's a lovely school, so why St George's? Why were you drawn here?
Yeah, I live in Richmond, so I haven't been too far away, really, and I've always been aware, I guess, professionally, of what a wonderful school it is, both the junior school and the college. I think it probably goes back to my own time at primary school, which some of the happiest years of my life, really, and that ultimately is why I wanted to become a teacher. And I think initially that attraction to the sort of Georgian message of coming home to school. You know, I'm sure marketing departments up and down the country have worked long and hard trying to sort of come up with something wonderful to say about the school, but I don't think there's anything that could ever be said that's better than that. The idea that children wake up in the morning, they put their uniform on, and they look forward to coming to school because it is so much about their lives as their homes and their families. It's sort of a wonderful message, I think, to be sending.
And what did you think of St George's when you visited? So you'd heard of it, you knew of it a little bit. What were your first impressions when you came?
Yeah, it's a big school, a big site, sort of wonderful sort of Riverside Acres, which is obviously a big change from the sort of inner London prep scene. But I think that sense of it as a family school, a sort of nurturing school, a place where everyone knows everyone, in spite of its size, I think was one of the first things I immediately noticed. I think, yeah, that sense of a family, of a Georgian family, came across very strong. And I think the other thing really is yes, happy children, and that's also, you know, always the aim, but happy teachers and happy teaching assistants, and sort of a sense that the adults here are as happy to be here as the children, I think is the greatest sign of success for a school.
Brilliant. Okay, so you talked about teachers. Do you teach? And if you teach, what do you teach?
Yeah, I still teach. I think it's important. I was previously head of English, so sort of English humanities has probably been my favourite subjects to teach. I, a few years ago, sort of got very quickly on board with the idea of sort of critical thinking and teaching thinking almost as a standalone lesson, but yes, a sort of multidisciplinary skill. So I do still teach critical thinking across parts of the school. I like to drop in with some English now and again.
Very good. What about being a head, though? So heads, you might teach, you might not. What's the best thing about being a head?
I mean, there are so many things. I guess the obvious things that lots of people reach for at this point is say, you know, no day is ever the same and things. But someone who loves school himself, it's sort of the ultimate, really, in that, yes, there are those six points of a day, but just being able to get out and about around the school, different year groups, different lessons, to sort of make the most of the opportunities that school gives me as a head, as much as I did as a child, as much as I did as a teacher, and to be in a position to hopefully help everyone else make the most of their opportunities as well.
Yeah, I think for me, that's it. I think the best thing about being a head is you can help people and you have the agency to do that. You can make their life better, hopefully, for everybody. What about your spare time, though? You're not a head all the time. So what do you do in your spare time?
Still lots of travel. I like to make the most of the of the holidays. Favourite place? I was in, I spent a few weeks in French Polynesia last summer. So Tahiti, I think. So anyone who tunes into the Olympics this summer sees some of the surfing, which is actually going to be based out there. Yeah, some very fond memories of last summer out there. Long way to go.
Wow.
Certainly not a weekend.
Okay, so travel. What else do you do? You can't go to Tahiti in the weekend.
No, I can't. I can't. I wish I would. lots of travel. I think it's just making the most of your time outside of school as much as we want people to make most of their time in school. Sport, probably football and rugby in that order. Then there's a bit of a gap and then a few other things come in. Almost certainly more watching than playing. These days.
Do you support team?
I do. I am, if I'd have said this 10 years ago, it might have been a different response, but I am a Manchester United fan. I never thought way back when, my whole school career was spent sort of winning things really as a fan, but I never thought I'd say that use the term sort of long-suffering in relation to that.
Who's from Bolton, remember that.
True. and then Sale Sharks probably on the rugby front, which in the last few years at least has helped offset some of the disappointment with United.
They're a bit more successful. Yeah. Okay. Is there anything that you've looked around and thought, you know, I'd like to introduce that? I've done this really well at my current school, or it's just something I've always wanted to introduce to a school that you're going to do, or you're going to wait and see? What's your view on new initiatives?
I think I'm definitely in the wait and see camp. Yeah, one of the reasons I'm here at St. George's is because it's such a wonderful sort of all-encompassing school. I think that the sort of mission to be perfectly balanced is a really important one. So I sort of want to get here and experience some of that balance myself.
Okay.
Sorry, not the most sort of exciting and sort of initiative riddled response.
Sometimes initiatives are good in one place and not in another, and you've got to take the temperature of where you are before you start crashing in, I think, probably. Although there are probably people listening to me thinking, well, you didn't do that. But there we go.
I just found out this morning as well that there are 100 different extracurricular activities and clubs going on. So
180 at the college.
180.
Just saying, being a little bit competitive there.
Okay, so we'll go with 280 overall, will we? But it is that
very
sort
diplomatic.
Of thing. There is so much going on. It's a very busy place in the best possible way. And I think for me, I just want to understand as much as possible and absorb as much as possible before bring anything new in.
Okay, sounds good. So obviously you've got children who are junior school age, they're 11 when they leave. How do you prepare them for the future and for jobs that don't even exist? Now, you might say by sending them to you, but how do
that
you...
That was actually going to be...
Okay. But how do you think we as a society should prepare children who are little for a society that we don't even know what it's going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been an awful lot of thinking, especially in the last decade, about this, preparing children for a sort of changing world or an unknown world. I think going back to, I guess, the very sort of point of sort of public, private, any school in the first instance, there was that focus on character education over and above sort of physical education or the notion of intelligence. And I think that's where a school with sort of Georgian values as they are in the outlook of St. George's comes to the fore, because it always has been doing that. That's part of its DNA, and teaching the softer skills and encouraging those dispositions, ways of thinking, those good learning habits, I think are the very best thing that we can do for the future. I think it might, at certain years, sort of be critical thinking might take more of a place over creative thinking or kindness. I think on the school scene, it's a reasonably recent sort of fashionable trend to be kind. But then you look at a school like my own at the moment, which has had a kindness code for 25 years, or indeed at the history and ethos of St. George's, and it is just built into it's part of the fabric of schools. So I think there are certain schools that have been doing it for a very long time, and I think continuing to sort of balance our focus on the whole child in terms of the whole person, and educating the whole person, is the best thing we can do.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much. I'm going to end by saying, what do you remember about your junior school years?
Yeah, I think that's when I really, really wanted to become a teacher.
Really?
Yeah, I know that's unusually early.
It is.
And of course, I still held hopes for a future footballing career. But I think I guess it's what's going on now. It's all the sports days. It's all the end of year shows. The leavers assembly is a sort of fantastic sort of celebratory feel in the air at school. Of sort of running around the playground with your friends. And I think it got to that sort of summer, end of summer term, year six. And I thought, well, this is, you know, the dream's over. You know, how do you get this? And that, I think, over and above anything else, was the moment I thought, well, actually, I've enjoyed these years so much that I might well consider getting back into them in the future, and hopefully helping other people to enjoy them as much as I did.
Fantastic. That's a really lovely end. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Now we've got our head-to-head, where we're going to pose some very quick-fire questions to Rachel and Dan to see what their preferences are. So I'll start with zeal or honesty?
Zeal.
Zeal, but you said it quicker.
Because I feel very strongly about it.
So much zeal. Roast potatoes or chips?
Chips.
Ooh, cheeky. Chips.
Okay, so you'll be fine on Fridays. School cat or school dog?
Neither.
Dog.
Outrageous, Rachel.
I don't like animals.
No.
Can I admit that?
That's absolutely fine. But I think it might be quite nice to have a little dog at the junior school.
Okay.
Fast typer or fast reader?
Fast reader.
Fast typer.
Okay.
Slow reader.
Good combination. Let's get those skills together. Indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Nice. Music or books?
Books.
Books.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
Interesting fact about Rachel, it has to be decaf though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Calf.
Okay.
Diet Coke or Coke Zero?
Zero.
Whatever Philly buys me. Either will do.
Introvert or extrovert?
Introvert. Which surprises everybody, I know.
Probably in the middle. Yeah. Is that an option?
Perfectly balanced.
Perfectly balanced.
There you go.
I hope so.
Football or hockey?
Hockey.
Football. That was always going to be the case.
Yeah, well, no, but I would have said football till I married a hockey player, but that was a long time ago now, so hockey.
And your boys as well? Both your boys play?
And my boys, but yes. But football early years, because we're from the north.
Sleep or exercise?
Sleep.
Perfect balance of both, I think.
Sleep enabling exercise.
Yeah. See, now that option's come up, it's a tempting one to use,
okay.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Email or call?
Depends if it's good or bad. Email's fine if it's good. If it's bad, it's got to be a call.
Yeah, chat or call, I think.
Breakfast or no breakfast?
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Okay, and because you both like breakfast, toast or cereal?
Granola.
Toast, but ideally with something on it. It's bacon.
Shoes or barefoot?
Well, in Weybridge, shoes, clearly, but elsewhere, maybe barefoot.
I think the staff go to Gondek says shoes, right?
My mum always says you should always cover your toes if you're a woman in power, so I always do that.
That's fascinating. Like that. Lakes or oceans?
Oceans.
Country or city?
City.
Straddling both here, right?
Yeah.
It's true.
Sorry, look at you being diplomatic.
Unicorn or dragon?
Oh, dragon.
Dragon, St. George.
Yeah. Thank you.
What are unicorns?
Sing or dance?
Anyone's heard me sing would say dance. So I'm going to say that. Dance, as I would say.
Neither.
Excellent. And lastly, Lancashire or Cheshire?
Lancashire.
Sit in Manchester, in the middle.
This is the perfectly balanced, far too good.
I think the outcome of that is that, yes, you're perfectly balanced and very well suited.
No, I'm not.
We asked a range of our junior school pupils what they would like to know about or ask Mr. Jameson. So we are finishing our podcast with their questions. And thank you to these pupils and their inquiring minds for questions which range brilliantly from what's your favourite food to tackling wellbeing. Here are their questions in their own voices, along with Dan's answers.
Hello, my name is Peyton. What will you do first when you become headmaster?
Hi, my name is Dylan. And my question is, what are your main priorities for the school?
Hello, I'm Betsy, and I'd like to know what issues you are facing as the new headmaster.
Well, I've got three questions here from our Year 6 counsellors, so Peyton, Dylan and Betsy, who are all interested in what I'd do first, what new initiatives I'd bring, what the main priorities or issues are with the job. And I guess the answer to all of those is much the same, really. It's my main priority is to get to know St. George's as well as possible and as quickly as possible. It is such a wonderful school already, which is, of course, one of the reasons why I'm coming here, and how we can make it even more wonderful is only really a conversation once I've got to know all the people I need to get to. So thank you for your questions, though.
My name is Emily, and I'm from St. George's Junior School. My questions are, how old are you and when is your birthday?
Oh, that's a nice try, Emily. I don't actually know any teacher who's ever given their age to a pupil. So I'll let you have a guess whenever I meet you. I was born in September, so my birthday always falls very, very close, sometimes on the day, actually, of starting back at school.
My name's Andrea, and my question is, have you got any ideas on how to improve the Catholic life of the school and help us to be more spiritual?
I think St. George's is obviously a wonderful Catholic school. That's part of the reason I'm here, and the spiritual life at the school and its pupils is a real strength. And I think that's something we absolutely want to continue. I think it is a Josephite school as well. And those Georgian values, and I think above all, treating each other as you'd like to be treated. I think it's really a case of how we're living those values on a day-to-day basis in school. That's as important.
Hi, my name is Layla, and I would like to know, what was your favourite subject when you went to school?
So tricky one. I think when I was your age, it was probably sport and maths in that order. And then it became English, and then a bit of history crept in too. I think that's the amazing thing about school. I think your favourite subjects will change as you get older, in part because there are so many amazing teachers here.
My name is Eli, and my question is, how can we make our school even greener?
Well, it's very exciting. It's my first time meeting all the teachers together this morning, and lots of them were very excited that St. George's had just been awarded its green flag. A lot of hard work has gone into that. So I was hearing all about the solar panels and recycling and the composting. So a lot of good work going on already. In terms of making the school even greener, I think that's a question really I'd like to put to the children. I'd very much like to come to the Eco Committee and hear from you what you think we could be doing better as a school.
My name is Alice, and my favourite lunch is fish and chips. What's your favourite lunch?
I think I'm with you, Alice. Fish and chips all the way.
Hi, my name is Sophie. If you could add one sport to the school, what would it be?
Okay, really tricky question, because I know how important sport is at St. George's and how many different sports that you have opportunities to sort of play. I've just found out that there isn't, as far as I'm aware, a school ski trip at the moment. There's someone who likes skiing, and there's someone who's been on all of his previous school ski trips. That might be something we could look into, but no promises.
My name is Toby, and my question is, what school have you come from and do you have any brothers or sisters?
Well done, Toby. Two questions in one. Sneaking an extra one in there. I like that. So I am currently at the head of Garden House Boys' School, which, as the name suggests, is an all-boys school in central London. And siblings, I have a younger sister, 2 years younger than me.
My name is Freddie and my favourite story is Elephants Can't Fly. What is your favourite story?
My favourite book, I think when I was your age, was probably a book called Peace at Last, I think by Jill Murphy. And there's one page, Freddie, that I think all teachers and probably all parents can sympathise with, and it's when the dad has finally woken up at the end of the book. If you have a look at that bear's eyes, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Hi, and my name is Aidan, and my question is, are goalies at school help with well-being, friendship and kindness? What will you do to help with that?
Well, I think you're obviously doing a very important job already. Actually, one of my favourite quotes is by one of my favourite authors, J.M. Barrie, who wrote Peter Pan, which I'm sure lots of you will have read before. But the quote is, "The secret of happiness is not in doing what one likes, but in liking what one does." And I guess my point is, you all have to come to school by law. But it doesn't have to be, by law, a very happy school. And that is one of the things that has really stood out at St. George's, how hard everyone works here to make your school days and your experience of school the happiest place possible. I think going back to one of the earlier questions about how we could make this school greener as well, that's something sort of pupil well-being and how you're finding purpose in school and ways of improving it that I'd be very keen to ask you for your own ideas on.
So obviously this is the most important question. Taylor Swift played 3 dates over this weekend in London. Are you a Swiftie?
I think I'm actually a Jonathan Swiftie.
Gosh.